You're listening to Kizuki, the podcast. I'm Mei Yoshikawa, and I define the Japanese concept of Kizuki as the following. Kizuki. 1. A moment of epiphany, an aha of realization or insight which opens the knower to a new dimension of truth that was formerly unknown. 2. Steps in an incremental growth of awareness, resulting in a movement from ignorance to greater awareness of the bigger picture. A kind of knowing that cannot be undone, that cannot be unrealized. As a longtime yoga and meditation practitioner, a world traveler and curious self-explorer, I'm obsessed with Kizukis. Listen on each week for inspiring and enlightening stories that may just tip you over for your next aha. On this week's episode, Truth Over Harmony. There are moments in life when you know a decision is going to create friction, and you still have to make it. Recently, I went through something that crushed me way more than I expected. It involved people that I care about, and it forced me. I felt like I had my back against the wall to confront a level of truth inside myself, and it wasn't gentle. It was in no ways easy. For about a whole day and a half, I was uncharacteristically emotional. Not like soft emotional. I was full body feeling it. It took over my entire system. It wasn't partial, like just in my chest or head. It was all over. The closest phrase I could think of would be a soul-crushing sense of betrayal of trust. And I had this ache that if I were to give words to it, it screamed, "I thought you knew me. I thought you saw me." But that wasn't the case. This period of like a day and a half was so overwhelming that I couldn't even hide it from my kids. I even had to tell them, "Hey, Mom's going through a rough time right now, a really rough time. Please take it easy on me today." That was day one, and most of day two. But something shifted that night. The shift didn't come during all my thinking and analyzing, not in the efforting. It kind of snuck up on me once I finally gave up the effort. I lay down in my bed to sleep, and I let gravity take the full weight of my body. I just let myself sink, and as I had nothing left in me to push, in that surrender, the clarity landed. It didn't come from my head. When the clarity lands, it's like I feel it in my whole body, and I knew what I needed to do. The moment that clarity landed, I felt like I was already over the peak. Once the decision was made, the hard part was over. Well, the hardest part was over. Everything after that was just application of my knowing. The decision itself is something I can't describe here because it involved other people and shared spaces, but I can tell you the nature of it. It had to do with a hard boundary. One that would reshape how certain things in my life were going to function moving forward. Yes, this has been very meaningful to me. It wasn't a complete severing, but there were a lot of things that needed to be shifted around. And I knew that this would create ripples, tension, and maybe shock and disappointment. It required me to stand in something I knew was true, even if it wouldn't be received that way. After I communicated my decision, The response came instantly, like too fast instantly, as if there wasn't even enough time for it to land. Yeah, because it was a defensive counterattack. A kind of retort that lets you know in the very first sentence that the other person hasn't really heard a single thing you said or tried to explain. They're locked in on their own narrative and perspective. Of course, this didn't surprise me because I knew that my decision would have ripples. But I tell you, it still hurt. And I have to admit, my small self reacted. You see, my soul was clear, whole, and steady because that soul-level clarity feels full body, and my decision felt grounded and peaceful. I knew that I wasn't making my decision from an emotional place. But the small self, whew, that stuff always shows up as these thoughts that almost nibble at you, they attack you. The little sizzle from the mind that runs down into the neck and nervous system. It feels shaky, like scared, and it makes me want to take back my decision or explain myself or something to avoid being called chaotic or irresponsible. But deep down, I knew I had been fully responsible. Fully aligned. Like I said, my decision didn't come from an emotionally reactive place. It was not an irresponsible or chaotic decision. In fact, it was rooted in what I felt was best, even if it wouldn't be perceived that way. So this whole experience made something very clear. At this point in my life, it's crystal clear to me that my internal integrity is more important to me than external harmony. And I think that ruffles a lot of feathers, especially in this country where I am from, because the whole culture and society in Japan is designed for external harmony. Now, no doubt external harmony matters. And for sure, I am one of many who benefits from this silent agreement upon external harmony. But I'll tell you, if and when the two are at odds, my internal integrity and external harmony, you can count on the fact that 100 out of 100 times, I will be the one to choose internal integrity. And I'm proud of it. Because that's how I've designed my life. That's been my choice. And that's how I've designed my inner world. And that seeing brings me to the deeper layer of this. The soul versus the small self, the cultured self. My soul knew exactly why I needed to do what I needed to do, even if it wouldn't be understood by others. My soul doesn't fear being disliked. It's not negotiating with other people's perceptions, and it's not trying to fit into some cultural scheme. And at the same time, let me be real with you, my small self wobbles. It's the one that wants to soften the truth and make it easier for myself and others. It's the one who hurts and aches when someone lashes out in blame. It's the one that wishes that I'm not misunderstood or misrepresented. And I don't know about you, but for me, my truth is that both exist. The soul and my small self. And yeah, there are a lot of times, even in my daily life, where the two are at odds against one another. But herein lies the choice of self-awareness, because only one is allowed to lead my life now. And I am going to die trying, right? Because I choose to live my life from my soul And that means I can't care every time I'm misunderstood. Which means that in this season of my transition, I'm no longer willing to shrink to keep the peace. Not in my work, not in my relationships, not in the spaces where clarity is needed. Whew. So here's the Kizuki I want to leave with you today. Where in your life are you preserving external harmony at the cost of internal integrity? Because let's be real, that stuff doesn't come for free. And you must be mindful of when it's at odds with one another. And what would shift if you choose to let your soul, your truth, lead the way? Let's sit with that one. I'm with you, and you are not alone. Thank you for listening. If you missed the recent Kizuki Journaling online session, the on-demand replay is now available at maey.live under On Demand. And if you'd like to be the first to know when the next live session opens, you can sign up for my weekly newsletter at the bottom of maey.live or kizukijournaling.com.